In today's fast-paced work environment, it's easy for teams to get caught up in the grind, constantly pushing forward without pausing to consider how they're performing. However, without taking time to reflect, teams can fall into habits that slow growth and prevent them from reaching their full potential. The highest performing teams don't just react, they regularly reflect on their actions, decisions, and dynamics. Self-reflection doesn't always get the attention it deserves, but it's a game changer for teams looking to improve. When teams make space to analyze what's working and what isn't, they gain clarity on how to move forward, make sharper decisions, and collaborate with more purpose. Teams that practice self-reflection become more resilient, emotionally intelligent, and aligned with their long-term goals. Here's how self-reflection can strengthen your team's resilience, emotional intelligence, and continuous growth. 1. Build resilience and adaptability. Resilience isn't only about pushing through challenges. It's about learning from the past to adapt for the future. By taking stock of wins and setbacks, teams can confidently adjust strategies and handle obstacles. Reflection allows teams to see what's working and make the necessary changes. Leaders who prioritize self-awareness give their teams the tools to effectively manage challenges. They foster an environment where learning from mistakes is encouraged, which makes teams more resilient. Reflection also helps avoid repeating the same mistakes, a key aspect of building long-term adaptability. When this becomes routine, teams are better equipped to stay flexible and bounce back from setbacks. One practical example is after-action reviews, where teams assess what went wrong and how to plan better for the future. By reviewing completed projects, everyone can understand what worked and what didn't, enabling smarter decisions moving forward. 2. Boost emotional intelligence. Self-reflection is important for developing emotional intelligence, which builds effective team communication and collaboration. By recognizing emotional triggers and how their behavior affects others, team members can improve how they manage interpersonal dynamics. For instance, an employee might reflect and realize they tend to dominate conversations. Acknowledging this enables them to become better listeners, resulting in balanced discussions, smoother collaboration, and reduced friction within the team. Leaders who regularly practice self-reflection can also enhance their emotional intelligence, making it easier to handle tough conversations and motivate their teams. One effective technique is journaling, where leaders document their thoughts after meetings or feedback sessions to identify patterns in their reactions and behavior. Another method is mindfulness, which helps leaders remain present and grounded during high-pressure situations, allowing them to respond rather than react. For example, if leaders realize they get defensive when given feedback from their team, they can work on being more open, fostering a more supportive environment. 3. Letting go of what no longer works. Old habits die hard even when they've stopped being helpful. Self-reflection helps teams identify processes, habits, or strategies that are no longer effective. Sticking to familiar routines is easy, but if they aren't delivering results, it's time to step back and reassess. Teams that regularly engage in self-reflection are more likely to recognize these inefficiencies and make the necessary changes. By incorporating this reflective approach into regular check-ins or project evaluations, teams can ensure they don't waste time on what doesn't serve their goals, whether it's outdated workflows, redundant tasks, or ineffective communication styles. Letting go of unproductive habits frees up space for innovation and pushes the team towards success. 4. Reflection in action. A type of self-reflection used by leaders and employees alike is quarterly reviews. They offer the opportunity to revisit past actions and let go of strategies that no longer align with current goals. Quarterly reviews aren't about abandoning everything. They're about being open to growth and adopting effective methods. Letting go of unproductive habits frees up space for innovation. It pushes the team forward, and with reflection as a regular practice, teams can evolve without getting bogged down by outdated processes. Quarterly reviews shouldn't just focus on performance metrics. They should be growth opportunities. These reviews allow employees and managers to evaluate what's working and what's not, and how to set clearer goals. Structured reflection during these reviews helps teams adjust strategies. Managers can amplify the impact of quarterly reviews by guiding employees through reflection exercises that turn feedback into actionable plans. The result? Stronger teams, straightforward objectives, and continuous improvement. From reflection to results. Self-reflection is a simple yet powerful way to boost team performance, build emotional intelligence, and foster continuous growth. When teams regularly take time to reflect, they become more adaptable, emotionally intelligent, and aligned with long-term goals. No matter how you choose to incorporate self-reflection, whether through quarterly reviews, after-action reviews, regular team check-ins, or letting go of what no longer works, implement it and watch your team evolve into a high-performing unit ready to tackle any challenge.